Blog Talk Radio.
And here we are again, beloved gods and goddesses, on this beautiful day of June the 11th, 2022. And how is everyone this wonderful and glorious time of existence? Are you hanging in there? That's what we seem to be doing. But are you finding some peace? Are you finding some contentment somewhere? So we'll discuss all of these and how we can just accept what is and still be in peace. So with that being said, today we have about an hour and a half call today. We will have Michael Andrews again to come on board. There have been some questions. He's got some updates, et cetera, that he would like to convey and share with all of us. And then, of course, we have Zora for today. So for many of you, also, since newsletters seem to get lost and people don't receive the notices, et cetera, for our calls, always know that you can always go to the replays on Blog Talk. So that, again, is http://blogtalkradio.com/Zora, Z-O-R-R-A, of Hollow Earth. And you should be able to listen to all of the calls. Today, also, beginning at 1 o'clock, is our BBS radio call. That's 1 o'clock Pacific time, 4 o'clock Eastern time. And that's a wonderful, wonderful call. So please go ahead and listen to Beloved Q. In talking about Q, we wanted to be able to share with you that he is ready to do some one-to-one calls with those that would like to have a private appointment with him. Is a schedule that I put together on the newsletter, but I will reiterate, if you want a call and you don't get our newsletters, this is how you can get an appointment. The appointment is set up for this coming Monday. So today is the 11th, the 12th is Sunday, 13th is a Monday. That's he's going to have a call either beginning at 9 or 10, and we'll go through however long it takes for people to, and depending also on the number of people that want to have a private session with Q. I will be moderating the call since he's remained anonymous for all of us, but at least that private time is very essential sometimes for many people. So that being said, all you have to do is text me your name, your full name, your telephone number, your email, just in case I need that, and also how long of a session you would like to have with. So it starts with a half an hour being $50, $100 for a whole hour, and anything in between. And also, there is a sliding scale starting at $10. So for all of you, we wanted to make it available and practical, especially during these times in terms of the economy. So most people will be able to get into, be able to talk with Q privately. So, and if we run out of time, then we will have to probably have another private call with him again until we get people completed, with his private appointments. So that's a wonderful, wonderful way to connect with a high vibrational source energy. And we do love him. So come and listen to our call with him today at 1 p.m. again, Pacific time. And, of course, to get into BBS, all of you by now should go to just BBS, HTTPS. /BBSradio.com / Hollow Earth Discovered with a D. Okay? And then you'll be right there. All you have to do is listen and, you know, press the icon audio, or for those of you, you could call that number so you could just listen and enjoy. All right. I think that's all of these announcements that I have for everyone today. We will talk a little bit about meditation as well. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and bring Dorea in. And I know she's got a beautiful reading for all of us. So, Dorea, hold on just a second, Dorea. There you are. You have the floor. And just tell us before you get started. Yes, so before you get started, say hello to our family and, you know, couple of bits of wisdom coming from you for everyone.
Well, good morning, everyone. And this is Zaria. And, well, I mean, what can I say?
You're from Hollow Earth.
Well, I know that, yeah. But, and I'm not from the surface of your planet. I'm from the Hollow Earth. And so sorry to disappoint all you flat earthers out there. I'm going to be reading from the Diane's book called Messages from the Crystal Kingdom. And she's the voice for all the elementals. And she has poems out from them, from the crust of the earth and Hollow Earth as well. We are the unicorns with spiraling horns. They sit on our heads and are very long. They sit there securely, and try as we may, they never do get in our way. But they are our antennas that light our way so that we never go astray, but stay on course as we go about our day, which is, of course, comprised of play. Our antennas can read the sky and guide us unerringly as we fly through space and time as well. For our lives are immortal and blessed with sight, so we can see from very great heights and look to see you as you experience the fall and covered your own sight with a very dense wall. Speaking about density. Our tails are long and very strong, and we use them to balance us as we prance along through mountain glades where there is shade, in woodlands deep and very steep, while humans are asleep. You don't see us in our flight, for our white skin blends with the light, so we are safe in daylight too as we move along among you, hidden by our light, which is out of your sight. We spend many hours with you, and then we return to Middle Earth, as you have learned, is our home. We offer our services to those on land and lift the mermaids from the sandy beaches when they want to fly and carry them across the sky. We serve as carriers from Middle Earth and also midwives during birth. Our lineage is pure. We are white as snow. Our skin is supple and firm. As you sit on our backs, you will see us, and soon you will see us. This is a fact. And when you do, we'll carry you anywhere you wish to fly. As we travel through the sky, We unicorns are playful and can prance and dance and never miss the chance to entertain ourselves and others as well. For we're known for our dancing and prancing and feats, and always do land on our feet. We fly without wings, propelled from within. And you knew how to fly with us, for you are our kin. We're made from the same substance, the elements of earth. It's just that you disconnected as part of your search. You searched from without while you remained within, and you separated from us your very own kin. I'm going to end right there, and I'll finish up the mermaid poem at a later time.
The unicorn poem. All right.
The unicorn
All right. Why don't we talk a little bit about that now in discussion?
Okay.
You know, it's always, you know, unicorns have always been a part of the fantasy world, like the gnomes and the fairies. Of course, the fairies were kind of number one for so many. Right.
But they're not fantasy. They're fact.
Okay, now.
Understand, the unicorns, the elves, the fairies, the gnomes, all of those creatures are real. Your children, I'm talking to your husbands and wives, elves, fairies, and gnomes are also elemental beings. They're one of the civilizations in the crust of the earth. And they do come out occasionally. In fact, you'll see them in your security lights and security cams on your houses at night. If you see orbs floating around at night, those are fairies. If you were to zoom in on them, you'd be able to see them, their form within the light. And the unicorns are quite real as well.
Yeah. We don't hear about unicorns all that often at all.
Oh, I know, because people think that they didn't make the cut with the Noah's Ark. And, of course, they're quite mistaken. There was two of them that went with the Ark as well. They sat on top of it. But there again, you know, that's another story within itself. And, of course,
what?
Very misconstrued as well. The Noah's Ark.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, quite misconstrued.
Well, do you want to? Yeah, well, okay. You have about 5 minutes. Do you want to talk about that or no? Not today.
Okay.
What would you like to do?
Well, Noah's Ark is not depicted as you would picture it to be. It was like a big box, like a rectangular box. And, of course, it had they found Noah's Ark in the glacier on the top of Mount Ararat. And, of course, the photos that they took were classified for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Classified top secret by the government because they didn't want people to go up there and mess with it. But also Noah's Ark the story behind it is this. A portion of the earth was flooded, not the entire globe, just a portion of it, in the area where it came to rest on Mount Ararat. It disembarked from the Middle East area. But also understand, think, you know, use your common sense. How can 40 days of rain and 40 days of 40 days and 40 nights of rain is not going to cover the entire globe? Period. It's not going to happen.
So what did it cover?
It only covered a portion.
Like how big a portion?
It didn't cover Africa.
All of these.
It didn't even cover Africa. But it did cover a good portion of the Mediterranean, the Middle East, up in the Turkey area. But no, it did not cover the entire globe.
So it was a small portion of the globe.
Yeah, small portion of it. But enough to really, you know, create a story, you know, of Noah's Ark.
Was that one of the tsunamis that occurred then? A weather, extreme weather that flooded the earth, that portion of the earth, rather than it just rained, but it was it like a tsunami? So tell us the reality of how that all happened.
Well, you could say tsunamis. The tsunami lifted the Noah's Ark off from where it was built onto the wave, which took it, you know, transported it over toward the area of Mount Ararat. But
where's Mount Ararat, Israel?
It's in Turkey. It's on the border of Turkey.
Most of us don't know that. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mount Ararat is in Turkey, and of course you have to have special permission to go up on the mountain there, because of Noah's Ark.
Yeah. So Noah knew what he had to do, right? So he was already.
Yes, of course.
He somebody already from the heavens. Or I don't want to call it the heavens, but from a ship from someone. That said, you know, there's going to be a huge tsunami coming soon, and this is what you have to do. Is that correct, according to the Bible? Is that what's in the Bible, that part of the Bible, was pretty much
Well, understand, in the Bible it said that God said he's going to flood the earth, and the earth as they knew it. The earth as they knew it.
Okay.
Yeah, a portion of the earth was flooded, not the entire earth, but a portion of it. And because during the flood, there was people elsewhere on other parts of the world.
Sure.
But the story was based around the Israelites and the Jewish
sure.
people and all that. So.
Yeah.
It was all based around their culture.
Yeah.
So
who was the one who came in to tell him what he needed to do? Because that was never really mentioned. I mean, you talk about God. God told him this. But who was that God? You know, we have all kinds of different gods anyway. I mean, was that Pankhur?
That would have been Sananda.
Oh, was Sananda. Oh, beautiful Sananda. Okay, so he got that download from Sananda.
Yeah.
Now, we're not talking about Yeshua. Yeah, we're not talking about Yeshua.
No, we're
talking about Sananda.
Sananda is the true name for Yeshua. So
we're talking about Yeshua, or are we still talking about Sananda, who is... And Yeshua is an aspect of Sananda. So who was the one that gave
him all that
information? Sananda.
It was Sananda, yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right.
Yes.
So that's why, All right. And so the 40 days and 40 nights, that's pretty symbolic in terms of the time frame, correct? It's just a reference number.
Yeah, just a reference.
How long really? How long was it really? I mean, years.
What?
Well, when you talk about the 40 nights and 40 days and 40 nights, was that in actuality, was that a number of years rather than 40 days and 40 nights?
Well, it's 40 days and 40 nights of rain. And, of course, you know, that also overflows to some of the Mediterranean Ocean. But, and, of course, the Middle East was covered. That area was covered. Africa wasn't covered. Only a portion of it was. So Africa was above the water.
So that included Egypt, then.
The,
so all of that was, yeah. So Egypt, that whole civilization, and everybody on in Africa, they were all saved.
Yeah, they weren't affected by the flood.
Yeah, what about Italy? Was Italy also a part of the 40 days and 40 nights, or were they also, was it more Middle East, of course? Mediterranean, we all
more the Middle East area.
Okay. All right. Okay. You know, well,
that's mostly all flat land, pretty much.
Oh, that's true. All right. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's
all the lower lands were covered.
All right. Okay.
And so.
Interesting.
Yes, it is.
We learn more. We learn more every time we speak with you and your father. Yeah. Thank you for that bit of information, and also regarding the unicorns. I think this is the first time you had spoken of the unicorns just in length, when in regards to the information coming from Diane. I was thinking at that time, at this time, before we bring Michael in, that perhaps maybe we could really send some love energy for healing for Diane. We all know that she's been ill. So let's
under
go ahead,
weather,
everyone.
Yeah.
Let's under, yeah, more than under the weather. But anyway, and she's slowly recovering. We don't know at this time what her status is. So anyone who already is listening to this call, just kind of let us know, you know, how she's doing. So let's go ahead. I will go ahead and have you take over with our healing boost for her and everybody else. Let's do this together. Go ahead, Zaria.
I got a message here from Diane Robbins. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
I just got home from the home. I just got home.
From rehab, right. Uh-huh.
I just got home from a nursing home.
Yeah,
so she's back home now.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
So,
well, we're going to send
you
some love, Diane. Let's go ahead and do it, Soraya. Go.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Receive, Diane. And from all
five,
of us
four,
to
three,
all of
two,
you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go ahead, Zaria.
Just everyone out there, just take and rub your hands together and point them in the direction of Mount Shasta, California.
Yep.
That's where she's at. So
she
put the palm of your hands forward towards Mount Shasta, and she'll receive it. I guarantee it. So.
And it is done, and she knows
that's
it. We all know it.
And it is done, and she knows it. And also, for everyone out there, I want you to, you know, if you want to send her communications and wish her well, her website is www.DianeRobbins, DianeRobbins
.com.
And you know, you want to order her books, and believe me, you do want to order her books.
And she has an email as well.
Order them, and huh?
She has an email as well.
Her
so
email?
If you open up when you go over, yeah. So she, if you could go to her, you could go over to her site.
Not,
and then you'll find
not
out.
Not Shasta, isn't it? Not Shasta.
Right, but she's got, no. Anyway, so you can go and find out her email. So then, you know, go ahead. You can communicate with her that way, and perhaps maybe send her a little love gift. So I'm sure that she could probably benefit a little bit from that as well. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Diane. Thank you so much for letting us know that you're back home. We wish you so much love and wellness coming your way. So thank you again for all these beautiful, wonderful, inspirational books that you have brought out to all of us, to all the world already. And we know that it's in different languages, especially in Spanish, and you also have it in audio. So that's really, really great. Thank you, Diane, and we love you. Love you, love you. Thank you. All right. So with that being said, we have a couple more minutes, and then I'm going to go ahead and bring in our special guest for today, and he'll be with us for just a few minutes. And then we'll go over and we'll let Dora come in, say a few words. And then
he'll be with us for
Q&A.
30 minutes. What do you mean, a few minutes?
I'm talking about Michael.
Michael. Yeah, he'll be here. He'll be with us for 30 minutes of information.
Yeah, for about 30 minutes or so. Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes, everybody. All right, everybody. Let me go ahead and bring Michael in. And lots of love again to you, Diane. And Zareya is going bye-bye for a little while. Let's go ahead and bring in Michael. All right. Let's see. All right, Michael. We'll go ahead and do this now. Oops, sorry. Never mind. This is a computer glitch that I've got here already. Let's get rid of this. If I can get rid of it. Let me do this. Let's see if that one will work. There we go. Go ahead and get you, Michael. There we go.
Hello.
What a beautiful, wonderful voice you have. It's filled with joy. So hello, Michael. Thank you. And Marissa in the background. Hello to you, too. And thank you, Michael, for being here with us today. Oh, hey.
How are you?
Oh, we're great. Oh, how wonderful that you're there. And we love, I mean, we know we don't know everything about you, but, you know, we know that you're right there with Michael every step of the way with, you know, everything that has been brought to us because of the two of you, you and Michael. So we really very much appreciate you, Marissa. And Michael,
you're just
a tremendous, thank you so much for doing what you're doing. Which is a lot of diligence, a lot of work, a lot of joy that you're doing for the world. And Michael, you know that already, in terms of who you are, spiritually as well as what you're doing for the world today as well. Keeping the people, you know, uplifted. Keeping the people to know that we can make a difference. That we can help the world, especially during these times. Interestingly, how you came to us in synchronicity during these particular times of events. So, Mike, you don't need an introduction from me. Everyone knows Michael Andrews. Michael Andrews is the master trader, master of understanding how the world works financially. He has all kinds of we say all kinds of all over the world in terms of what is really happening in the crypto world, whether as well as the fiat and all the different currencies that are out there, and talking about all of the digital currencies that are coming out and where we are. And we are so, so blessed, Michael, that you are here to be with us and helping us. There isn't anybody I know of in the crypto world who can take us from A to Z like you have. So we really very much are very, very grateful for all of the one-to-one information that you've been able to give us, and we just can't thank you enough for being here. So, Michael, I'll let you take the floor, and again, much appreciation to you and to Marissa.
Definitely, definitely, Jane, and I just wanted to definitely give it back to you and Billy and Zarea. Just what an incredible connection. I know when we first met, it was an instant connection, and really why? It had to do with just wanting to help people naturally, genuinely loving people and getting them to understand where things are going. And we're really doing that now. I'm super excited for everyone, even though there's so much going on in the financial world, and I call it noise. And how do you really get around all of that? And we've been able to navigate through this, even through these ups and downs that are happening. But what I call it is financial waves. It's what I've always expressed. It's financial waves. Everybody loves, I'm sure, the ocean. You know, I know I came to Florida for that reason alone. I mean, literally, if you look at the ocean, seeing the water come in and come through. But it resonated with what I do as a living, because in the marketplace with finances, the market goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. And it just naturally has a wave of events. And if you're a person that understands the flow, you can really be able to appreciate it. So I'm excited to really just go over some things with you today with the whole group and just really comfort people. And that's really what I've been doing for decades, especially when 2009, when cryptocurrency entered, there was just a lot of people that just didn't understand it. There was a lot of negative things, but it was also a lot of positive things. I always call it balance. You have the negative and you have the positive, but it's just all about being able to navigate through and understand what you're trying to accomplish, what are some of the goals. And so what I want to do, how much time do I have, Jane? I just want to make sure that I don't go too long. How much time do we have? I just want to make sure.
Probably about a half an hour. Is that okay?
That is perfect. I just want to make sure I stay within that time frame.
Oh, sure. Okay.
But I'm just, like
you.
I said, anytime I'm talking about this, it's just passion. And I know for many of you on this call, when you're passionate about something, you don't even feel like you're working. It's just something you like to do. It's just something that you do day to day, and it becomes a natural flow. It's as natural as eating food to drinking daily. It just becomes a habit, and helping people has become a habit. I know with Jane and Zarea and Billy, it's been this way for us. This is what we do. And so navigating and helping people has been a big thing. But I've also noticed inside of this crypto market, there's just not a lot of information that is from beginning to advance that's out there that helps people go from just getting started to being able to be very high-level experts in the field of crypto. Because I want everybody to understand, and I'm saying this with all my heart, we understand that just as my father's business in printing went away because of people, you know, adapting to a paperless society, it was a wonderful thing because it definitely helped our world because it wasn't as much paper being used. So it's a great thing. But unfortunately, if you're in the business of printing, you stop making money in that particular case. So just as that went out of existence, we're going to see fiat currency go out of existence. It just has to. It's actually rigged to fail from the very beginning because we all understand that things are not backed by things. It won't last. And so when you start looking at the crypto space, you know, you start looking at what it's really doing, its usability. It's allowing us to be able to use it in a way that we've never been able to in, you know, many, many years. And so to give you an example of that, and this is why this call is to just give updates. Right now we're getting into the space of people needing to move things faster and faster. And so we just brought on board a betting service. It's called BETSTOA. It's a corporation that is utilizing our final blockchain. And why this is such a big deal is because now we're in a space where we're proving that we can do transactions faster than ever. The last time I was on the call, I was talking to you about other blockchains that are out there. You know, if you look at the Bitcoin blockchain, it does 1 to 2 transactions every 15 seconds. We talked about Ethereum doing it from 2 to 5 transactions every 5 seconds. Well, that wouldn't work in that space. It wouldn't work in the gaming industry. It wouldn't work at all. So now we're in a situation where we have positioned ourselves to be able to do 1 million transactions, really more than that, in just 1 second, meaning that it confirms in just 1 second. So you know, if you've ever done a Bitcoin transaction, Ethereum transaction, a XRP transaction, doesn't matter what it is, it takes time for it to confirm. Well, in this particular case, you don't have that. It's something that instantly it confirms. So I'm just excited to be able to announce that that has locked in. Within this year, we're going to be bringing on 1 million different companies, and we just brought a dentist group that has thousands and thousands of places that they have around the world. They've signed on with us right now, and what that's doing is it's proving the usability of the IMC token and also the usability of the G-Point community. And what we're going to start seeing is that very aggressive transition from people using fiat to now using the digital currency, cryptocurrency, to actually get things done faster. Because as the technology continues to increase and as we go into these other financial worlds that we're going to be going into in the future, it has to be something that's laser fast, because we're really closing the gap of, you know, the global world that we're living in, and seeing how far people are from each other and how it can be hard to move funds around, whether it's from business or just personal. That gap is starting to close, where things are getting done much quicker, and we're in front of that. So talking about a solution to a major problem that billions of people are having right now, that's something that's happening. So even in India, we have just collaborated with them because they're needing a financial answer for what's going on in their country. Well, we're a vital group that's involved, that's handling and helping on that. So just as each country goes into these issues of what they're experiencing, we're positioning ourselves as a company to satisfy those situations, to make it where people have more control of their life and what they're doing, because at this time, that's what people are experiencing. I mean, think about it. Look at the prices. You know, right here in the U.S., the prices are going up. It's going up everywhere.
Oh.
But how are we going to be able to deal with these problems, right? How are we going to deal with the heights of the food going up? How are we going to deal with the heights of the retail space going up? Well, the problem is the U.S. dollar is going down. We need an answer of something that's going up. So as you start to look at gold, silver as being the answer, great, but it's not liquid. It doesn't move very fast. So what is the answer for being able to move things quickly? And that's in the space that we're talking about right now. So the great thing is that, just going over some of the things that has really satisfied many, many people, on the call, is that we are a U.S.-based company. We're based in Wyoming. And so what that does is it allows us to have that regulation, and we follow that regulation. Just recently in the U.S., some of the exchanges are experiencing now that they're wanting to have more control of the trading that goes on with the U.S. dollar. Well, the great thing is that because we're global, that didn't affect us personally because we are global. So as you can see, restrictions can come, but on our side, the restrictions are not there. So even though we have an exchange that's here, we still have the option of being able to exchange within other currencies and to be able to utilize our Visa cards and everything that's separate from the government, separate from the banks. So when these situations start to happen and they're starting to be restrictive, we still have answers. And a lot of people don't understand that part. They can restrict at any time that they want, and what are you going to do at that point? For instance, Canada, as I discussed before, you look at the restrictions. Look how money was taken out of their bank accounts directly from the government. Well, if they are involved directly with us, they have an option now of not having to worry about what's going on there and what happened, because if it happened once, it can happen over and over again. If the government can go in and just take your money out of your account from the central bank,
that destroys all your confidence that, you know, someone can't just go in and take what you have. If you look at Ukraine and unfortunately what's going on in those areas in Russia, I mean, just think about that. The options that we have to be able to deal with those situations. So many people that I'm connected with in those areas are now being able to do transactions because they're connected directly to us. So it became a financial survival tool is what we're talking about here, because we have to be able to navigate through the ups and downs that we're experiencing right now, but also take advantage of it.
Michael?
Sure.
Yeah, Michael, can I just can I do have a quick question. I'm sorry to interrupt. But so what is, you know, if we take a look at what's really happening now, and we know in terms of the fiat is going out the window. And we see right now before our eyes that the stock market has really, really is dipping. Dow is going down. So maybe you could tell us kind of where we are in that conjunction. But also, when is the fiat going to finally disappear? Because we know, and thank you for you, because if we hadn't known you before this, you know, I don't know where we'd be. But anyway, if you could just kind of, really, no, that's the truth. So if you've been our hope. So tell us a little bit more about the situation where we're in. I mean, we got Dow, we've got the stocks going, it's completely going down, is down, and everything is skyrocketing, but then we still have the fiat that's there. Have they stopped making fiat then, especially for the United States or anybody else that's using fiat? Because
So the thing is this, what's happening is we have a $9 trillion deficit that was discussed, this portfolio of major losses over the years through 2008. We experienced that crisis, and then we ran right into this pestilence, COVID crisis, right? It's just continuing. And so what happens is that when you have something that's not backed by gold, like the fiat is not backed by gold, you have something that I call like monopoly money. Okay, it's just monopoly money.
Correct.
It's like a game money. It's not real. And yeah, so when people understand that, what happens is we're going to go through this process of it continuing to lose value. The interest rates are shooting up, and that's going to be their permission. And this is what people don't realize.
Yes.
It's going to be their permission to say, oh, well, that didn't work, so now we have to shift over to what we call the CBDC, which is digital money. So they're making that shift, and it's what it's called a central bank digital currency that it's shifting over to. It's part of the G7 group. This is something that you can look up. This is not coming from me. This is just coming directly from the top world's most economically advanced countries, and they're starting to make their shift over to the CBDC trying to replace Bitcoin, but it's not going to work. We all know this is not going to work out for them. And what they're trying to do is have a programmable currency that basically they can control what you're doing. So let's just say, like the last time I was on a call, we talked about if you want to buy a burger, well, they have a quota on you. You're not going to be able to buy the burgers, right? Even though you like them, you're not going to be able to buy them. Or if you're trying to travel and maybe they saw something on your social media that they don't like, they're like, well, you're not traveling now, so we're going to shut down your money. And so
these are some of the things.
They're trying to regain the control that they've lost miserably here. But we're in a position right now that this is not going to change. Once the power gets back with the people, it shifts tremendously, and they're just going to have to adapt to what's coming. You know, so when you start looking at the new systems that are coming in play, yes, we know 5-10 years, can't exactly tell you the exact time frames, but we know in the next 5 to 10 years, maybe less, fiat money is going to disappear. It has to, because there's no value there.
Yes.
You know, and they haven't stopped printing. That's the problem. They're printing every day, more and more money every day. And so because that's not slowing down, then what happens? Well, the value is not there anymore. And then we get into a place of, okay, where do we go now? And that's why, you know, people shift the silver, they shift the gold. I'm going to have further conversations with everyone as we continue, because I'm getting more information on avenues where people can put their and place their money as well. I'm giving more options with your portfolio, because we have to adapt. You know, one thing about humans, I can say we're resilient. You know, when things come at us and it's not going a certain way, we're very resilient, and we're going to figure out a way to win. You know, things may be going a certain way, but it's going to be a moment where we're like, okay, we're tired of this. And we have to find a fix to this. And so our resilience is going to be what's going to self-implode a lot of these individuals that did not have our best interest in mind. And it's going to start shifting to more of control. And that's really what, you know, I've always been talking about on these calls. Calls are not situated for me any longer about creating capital for myself. Great. You know, money's up there with oxygen, and yes, we need it to survive. But at the same, it's not what I'm passionate about. What I'm passionate about is actually making sure that people are able to shift from where they are to very fast going into the next place. So back in 2009, you know, I constantly was talking about cryptocurrency, and I was telling people, listen, your life will change. Your wealth is going to change if you get into this. Well, the people that listen, they're never going to have to work again because they're in the know. They understand where things are going. So understanding that, hey, fiat was going to have a problem, I was way ahead of the game, but I saw what was going on, and I said, okay, what's the answer to this? Well, that's the answer at that time. And as we continue to grow, we're going to be continually shifting and shifting to the new platforms that are going to make us successful. But the knowledge that you're getting here, unfortunately, most people won't get for 5 to 10 years. So we're definitely way ahead of everybody.
Wow.
Right now. It's all about, you know, everything I give out to people has always been 5 or 10 years ahead of everyone. Give me an example of what I mean. In 2009, it was so small. No one even knew about digital currency or cryptocurrency at the time. It took all the way to 2017 before people really understood what we were dealing with. And that's when we saw it go from, you know, 0.0001 to going to 20,000 per token. Well, what is it required to understand that? Well, you have to have know-how, you have to have knowledge, and you have to be able to see things 5, 10, 20 years ahead so that you're in front of everything. So then when you talk to people, you can let them know, hey, this is not going to show up for a little bit, but if you can just get started now, everybody's going to want it. So, for instance, the IMC token, yes, you know, lots of things happened. You know, lots of people were expecting for prices to be at a certain amount, but we're going to get these shifts. But it doesn't take away from the value of what we have and how it's going to fix a major problem. So just like with Bitcoin, Bitcoin had its need at the time, but it's super slow and it's not scalable, it's not fast. So look what happened. Technology has moved us to the IMC token, right? Technology. So now we're at the IMC token where we don't have to worry about how slow things are. We can scale. We have speed. We can do transactions as fast as we want. So right now we're in a situation where we've cured the problem in that. And yes, another 5, 10 years are going to go by, and y'all are going to remember this call. You'll be able to go back to the recording. You're going to say, oh, my goodness, this guy was talking about this IMC token 10 years ago. And look where it is now. Because, yes, it takes time for people to be aware of it. It takes time for people to commit to it. But meanwhile, you got in so low that when it starts to fluctuate 10 years from now, you're like, I don't care about fluctuation because I got it at 50 cents or I got it at 30 cents. And now it's at 20,000, 30,000, 50,000. So my whole focus has always been to get in front of people. I can't take things out of your pocket. I can't make you make a decision. But I'm letting you know right now on this call that I was an advocate in 2009. And I'm telling you right now, things are changing to an ecosystem now, and nobody is going to be focused anymore on tokens and coins that just do one thing. You got – okay, let's talk about it just so that I can prove my point a little bit more, because sometimes it takes being able to look at something even more tangible for people to get it. let's talk about Amazon for a second, right? Okay. Amazon started, and a lot of people were like, who is this person? This is garbage. I mean, I want to go to the store. I want to go get my own. I'm not going to be ordering online, right? We all said this with true passion, right? Even me. I said with all the passion in my heart, I said to myself, I'm not going to order something and have it come to my house. I'm going to go to the store. I like going to the store. I'm going to pick it up, right?
Right. Yes, of course.
Meanwhile, Amazon, Jeff Bezos, was like, you're saying that now. But it's going to be a time where people are going to have less time. Things are moving faster. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out there. I'm going to create an infrastructure, and I'm going to start making it where people can go to one place, and even Walmart. You got to understand, Walmart was taken aback on this because they had just proven that, hey, if you have everything in one store, you cut the price down, you can get people here, and they'll purchase it. A lot of people thought he was crazy. But what Walmart didn't see coming was the internet and the social media aspect of it, that people will be in a situation where they want things coming directly to their house. So what happened was he kept building the infrastructure. They kept buying warehouses. And Amazon was not making money at one point in time. And now they're at $1 trillion, right?
Wow.
At $1 trillion now.
Yes.
And it's all because they were able to see things before people expected to happen. That's just like with McDonald's. You know, we all were individuals many, many years ago that we made our food at home, and that's it. But he said one day people are going to need to come to this store, pick things up quick, and go. So you have to be a visionary. What I'm saying on this call is don't get so locked into yourself. Don't get so locked into what you believe in. You have to have vision. You have to open your mind to, wait a minute, we're here now. Where is everything going? And if you can get to the point to be able to see 10, 15, 20 years ahead of you, then the very people that say you're crazy are actually going to be coming to you saying, wow, look at what you accomplished in these years. And that's what they say to me. I don't look at myself as being a super smart person. I know a lot of people think that, but no, I said to myself, look, if I can get in front of all the smart people, then that means I can benefit from them coming in late because they weren't smart enough to get in early enough, right? So that's how I always thought. I just got to be in front of the smart people, right? So I guess that can make me smart, right?
You are
so at
smart.
The end of the day,
brilliant.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, you know, that's what I encourage each one of you in a call. Don't get so locked into what you're seeing right now. Get to the point where you can say to yourself, look in the mirror and say, self, if 5 years goes by, what are things going to look like? You know, what is technology going to look like? You know, what is my life going to look like? And that's when you'll start to get to places where people dream about. And that's why I can say with all the confidence that I had, just like in 2009, people are like, man, Michael, you're talking like it's a guarantee. Well, I can't guarantee anything, but what I'm saying to you is we have to go here because if we don't go there, there's going to be a major problem. And I think that because humans are so resilient, you have to understand that things got to be fixed. So if it's going to be fixed, what is it that's going to fix it? So that's why Bitcoin, when I was looking at it, I said, okay, people are having problems with the bank. You know, the three things that were issues, people needing to be self-made because the banks were letting them down, the 70% of the fall had to be cured, the lower fees. We needed lower fees. Mm-hmm. So Bitcoin was doing that. Cryptocurrency was doing that. So that's why I said to myself, people don't know yet, but this is a major problem that's going to continue. And if they don't get involved with this, they're going to be left behind, and they're going to miss the opportunity. And then if 2017 hit, I got a flood of calls because they said, Michael, I don't know what I was thinking. I should have been in when it hit 100. But seeing that this thing hit 20,000, I said, yeah. You think that's enough? And they were like, man, this is more than enough. I was just stubborn. I didn't open up what I was seeing there. But what was I doing? And I said, exactly. For all my friends, all of us, can go to a movie, go to a restaurant, and put out $500. That's all that was required for people to never have to work again and to take care of their legacy. $500. We've all wasted $500 before. But in 2009, if you just put out $500 into cryptocurrency, you would have been at $1 billion by 2017. So the whole thing
well,
with this conversation is, I try to get on these platforms so I can get to people faster and faster. I'm trying to get myself out there. I'm working on it. But the whole thing is that with that being said, what are we looking for now? And let's just get to this because I know I only have 30 minutes. I know it's coming now. But
you asked
me a question.
Go ahead.
You asked me a question,
yes.
And I answered part of it, but I want people to take what I just said about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and some of the other things out there, and I'm encouraging you. Why did I talk about Amazon? What was the point of that whole conversation? What was the point of Walmart and what they've done? Well, think about it. Amazon and Walmart took everything that we needed and put it under one umbrella, pretty much, right? They made it simple where you could go to a store, buy whatever you want. Amazon did it where you can pretty much buy whatever you want. Well, what does that mean for cryptocurrency? If you want to get in front of that, what does that look like? How can I project out in cryptocurrency or connect with a group that is going to be the next Amazon of the industry or going to be the next Walmart of the industry? So let's get back to IMC token so I can go over that very clear. Well, one, our final blockchain is the fastest blockchain. It does 1 million transactions in a second. So if you're a Walmart or Amazon, you're thinking about those companies. Companies are thinking about what I need to do next to beat the next person because there's a lot of competition out there, right? So if you're wanting to be able to compete, where are you going to go? Well, as a company, if I have a token or a coin, I'm going to go to the final blockchain, right? Wouldn't you? Would you go to Ethereum if it was slower? Would you go to Bitcoin's blockchain if it was slower? Absolutely not. You're going to go to Amazon. You're going to go to Walmart because it's faster, right? You don't have to go to so many stores. So if you're coming to the final blockchain, guess what? It's faster. It's quicker. That's who we are. We have the final blockchain now. The next thing is, well, what type of coin, what kind of token would you want, right? Well, let's use that. Well, right now we have the most usable token. You can do anything with it. I just personally bought a house with it, right? I just bought a car with it. So I'm proving right now that anything I want to do with this currency, I can do, right? And that's, again, going to Walmart, going to Amazon, right? The next thing is, what is it curing? You know, what is some of the things that it has that the others do not have? Well, one of the major problems is the pump and dump. Well, how do we cure that? Well, when people come in, their tokens are locked for 6 months, and then after that, they're only able to take 10% per month. So we've cured it because now the people who have the largest amount of IMC tokens, which is us, we're not going to hurt the company or hurt ourselves or hurt people by taking all of our money out at the same time, right? So the problems that we have experienced and everyone's experiencing right now is volatility and stability. What we've done to deal with volatility is we're the most usable token, so people are going to be using it. We just brought on some of the biggest groups right now. We have many more coming in that are going to be using our token, which means that by supply and demand, the price of our token is going to go up this year more and more, right? Then you look at the other side of volatility. Well, our IMC token, we want it to be a little volatile because we don't want it to be stable. We don't want it to be like the G point where it's dollar for dollar. We have that. But we need something that will continue to go up in value, and that's the IMC token. But we know it's going to continue to go up in value because right now we're on the Ethereum blockchain, but we're going to be switching over to the final blockchain. Oh. Our token and everything's going to be switching over to that blockchain, right? Now, why is this important? Why is this an important factor? Because if you look at BNB, go ahead and do research on this. We watched it go from pennies on a dollar to it got to 500, 600 per token, right? So think about this. Binance is the biggest exchange out there. Now, our blockchain, our final blockchain is going to be the most usable blockchain. Why? It has to be because it's the fastest. And the energy is coming off of the IMC token. It's going to be emerging. I can't talk about that. I'll talk about that soon. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be merging into this blockchain. So what does that mean? All these companies coming through, the tokens, the coins coming through that blockchain is going to add energy and usability to our token, and that is going to make each and every one of us wealthier than any other token or coin out there on the planet right now.
Wow.
That's what this means. This is the Amazon moment.
And when is
this
going to happen?
So this is all happening within this year. So all of this happening in the next couple months. We're going to be shifting into our own blockchain, meaning that we do not have to depend on someone else's blockchain. We're not depending on Ethereum.
Nice.
We're not depending on Bitcoin. And guess what? It's not created by somebody else. It's created by our CTO, and he's the one that created this. So just think about being with the very person that has made the greatest technology. We're here right now, and think about the 10, 20 years in the future that all of these companies coming through, making our token go up in price, getting it to the 500,000 and beyond because of how many people are using it. See, a lot of people don't understand Bitcoin is strong not because of the coin, but because of the blockchain that it's on. I'm going to say that again.
Oh,
Bitcoin
really?
Is not big because of the coin. Bitcoin is big because of the energy fees and the usage of the Bitcoin. When it comes to all the other 19,000, it's probably about 15,000 tokens on Bitcoin's blockchain. That's why the value is going up. Everybody's thinking that's just because people are using Bitcoin.
Wow.
No, you're missing it. You're missing the whole thing. The whole thing is the blockchain has thousands and thousands of other tokens and coins on it that makes the Bitcoin go up in price because of the energy that's being used from it. And the energy is the Bitcoin.
Okay.
So if that didn't give everyone chills right now, I'm telling you now, this is what's about to happen with us. It's not, it has nothing to do with, Bitcoin. Why is Bitcoin going up? It's because all of these other tokens and coins are residing. They're called altcoins. All of these different altcoins are residing on the blockchain of Bitcoin. And so the value of Bitcoin goes up. So what I'm saying to you is that we now have the fastest blockchain that now people are going to be running to, which is going to make our token, our IMC token, go up in value faster than ever. Why? Because there's more transactions happening every second than on Bitcoin. So imagine if Bitcoin hit 20,000, imagine where ours is going to be, having it where people can have their transactions move faster and the energy is being used for those transactions. So let's slow this down. Let's slow this down just so you get what I'm saying here. Bitcoin has gotten up to 20,000. It's gotten up to 67,000 because of all these tokens residing on the blockchain, and they have to use Bitcoin as energy. But you got to understand, you only can do 1 to 2 transactions every 15 seconds, but they still hit 67,000. That's why people don't get it. They're like, Bitcoin went up. All the other coins went up. Duh. The reason why all the other coins went up is because when Bitcoin goes up, that's part of the blockchain. And every single token and coin gets affected because you're on the Bitcoin blockchain. Yes. So now that we're talking about doing 1 million transactions a second, how big is this token going to be compared to Bitcoin? And that's the pausing that I'm having. That's the energy that I'm conveying to each one of you to understand where are we right now, where are we going over the next 10 to 15 years, and why this is going to be so valuable to each and every one of you to get started. It's just common sense. You're curing a problem for billions of people. They're not happy. They're not happy with the transactions. They're not happy with the energy fees. They don't like that things are going up in price. One day it was affordable. Now it's not as affordable because more and more people are using it, causing energy fees. But now you're going to a faster blockchain where there's less energy fees, but more transactions. More transactions mean more usability. More usability means the IMC token is going to explode. This is one of the most fantastic moments for us right now. And why I have so much confidence Each day I talk, each time I come up there, my confidence is not something based on opinion or feeling. It's based on technical analysis. It's based on fundamental analysis. It's based on sentiment analysis. It's not based on emotion or feeling. It's based on what is this going to cure? How is it going to cure people's problems?
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that answered your question really tight.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That was amazing. That was right now. Oh, we can't wait. We are in the Amazon moment, everybody. You got to re-listen to this call, please, until you get it, because I got it. So anyways, so where are we with the IMC presently? Because we know it's going to just jump dramatically, more than dramatically, after the next couple of months when this comes out, the new blockchain, correct?
Yeah, so right now, I always tell people, we're at that moment before the moment, and we're right now at 54 cents. We only have 6 cents left before we're completely sold out. So I encourage each and every one of you, if this, we only have 6 cents left. 6 cents left, so we're looking only about maybe 30 to 60 days before we're going to run out, right? Once that happens and it runs out, we're going to run into a supply and demand issue. Now, the thing about that is that this is going to start to scale really quick because once the betting system is completely integrated this year, and once all of these other millions of companies are established, we're never going to talk about price anymore because it's just going to shoot up because of the usability. What makes the price go up is these millions and millions of companies coming on board because we have fintech, which is basically allowing them to be in a space like Square, Cash App, Venmo. That's who we're competing against. And so what happens is it allows us to be in the same space as those groups or companies, and they're now able to benefit from people being able to use cryptocurrencies, use digital currency inside of their stores. The governments are able to use it. So just imagine, you know, the impact of that for our coin. So I always tell people, when you look at cryptocurrency, make sure you understand that this is a hold, meaning you hold it. And my encouragement is always going to be 3 to 5 years before you touch it. It's much shorter than having a 401k or life insurance. You know how long it takes for that to happen. But 3 to 5 years hold. In my case, to get to just unbelievable levels, I waited 8 years with Bitcoin. But as we just discussed, Bitcoin only does 1 to 2 transactions every 15 seconds. So it took some time.
Mm-hmm.
With this, we're not going to have the same issue with time because we're going into something quick. So just imagine being in a space that's much faster and how quick you'll be able to go. So that's why I say, you know, when you look at where we're going, be able to hit $100 is nothing for us. Hitting $500 to $600 is nothing for us. So just stick and stay. Make sure you hold these tokens because it's going to be bigger than Bitcoin by far. And that's not just an opinion. It's just factual because of who we are. It's kind of like putting a mom-and-pop shop against Walmart. Does that make sense? And that's what I want you to think about. I want you to just, as you're driving, I want you to look at Walmart and then look at a place that's only 1,000 square feet, right?
Right.
And I want you to think of a 1,000 square feet competing against Walmart. That's what it's like. The small house is Bitcoin blockchain, and we're the big Walmart space. There is no competition, so that's why we can have so much confidence in what we're talking about right now because it's not even on the same level, right? Another example is like taking an infant, a baby that just came out, and putting him on the basketball court with Michael Jordan and saying that that little baby is going to be able to beat Michael Jordan in basketball, right? We all understand that's not going to happen, right? It's not going to happen.
Right.
And so that's the beauty of what we have right now. I try to illustrate the best that I can so that people can get it, but that's what we're talking about right now. Yeah, I hope those are illustrations.
Right.
That's pretty clear.
Yes. Okay, so everyone, right now, it's, and you understand what Michael just said, it is time to make that move. Understanding what is coming, understanding where we are, let's go ahead and get it done, not just for ourselves, but for people and friends that we love. Share this, and let's move forward, and, you know, because we are. Even if you don't become a part, if for those that don't become a part of it, but listen to this, listen to Michael's history. The ones that didn't listen, they didn't make it.
No. And so I just want to share everything, how to get back with me.
Thank you.
Make sure that people are clear on that.
Michael, real quick. A question came up in regards to Daisy. What is happening with Daisy at this point?
Yeah, so the reason why I don't speak much about Daisy is because most of the people should be in the Telegram with Daisy. There is no more tokens with Daisy at this time. But just like all other cryptocurrencies that are out there, it's definitely low on the token side because everything's low right now. It will be going up continuously in value. Now, the other side of Daisy is that they have been perfecting their artificial intelligence when it comes to trading Forex. And so she's done an impeccable job with that now. I think they're up like 30-40% on side of the Forex trading that they've been doing. So just in all of this, just stay really, really patient. Allow this storm that we're going through right now to go through, because it's just a wave that is out in the sea. And, you know, everybody's like, okay, where are the waves? You know, a lot of people ask me, where are the waves? And then all of a sudden it comes back like a tsunami on everyone. That's what we're going to be experiencing inside of this space. And people say, well, where's your confidence in this when it comes to both sides? Well, the confidence is this. If you look at Fidelity Investment, they're going to be dropping over $2 trillion into the crypto space. And that's double the size of where we are now. So just imagine if just that one company is doing, think about all the other companies when we get to the third and fourth quarter that's going to be doing the same thing. So with the Daisy and all of that, just understand all of its rhythm. And as things start to go up in value, that wave comes through, that tsunami comes through, everything's going to push up and everybody's going to be celebrating. So just understand that both of them are in the same type of feel when it comes to timing.
Okay, so back to IMC. If someone has a question for you and they have questions about their particular account or whatever, they can just go ahead and do the same thing and text you, right, their name, et cetera, and then you could get back to it with them. Is that correct?
Yeah, and so what I'll do is they'll actually get connected inside of Daisy Telegram. They have very robust Telegram that gives you answers on everything, and they'll be locked into that group. A lot of people are already in because I moved them from our Telegram over to Daisy Telegram by just having them take the link and go in there. And that will keep them locked in because Daisy is blowing up right now. It's just doing so well on this where they're going that, again, it's all about just staying in, not short-term, but long-term for each one of you.
Okay. And then as far as IMC, go ahead and let people know also about participating or adding to what they presently have.
Sure. So all you have to do is text, and the number you want to text to is 954-330-3077. Again, 954-330-3077. And you just want to text free, because that lets me know that you came from this call. You want to also text your first and last name, your email. That's really important as well. And you can go ahead and send me a username just so that I have it. Username can be 7 characters. It can be letters. It can be numbers. It can be letter and numbers. Try to not make it too big. And also, you know, put in the country and the city and state, because that's going to allow me to know when to call you, because people are everywhere on this call. This is beautiful. Right. I just love that there's so many people in so many countries, because I want everybody to really understand what we're doing so everybody has an opportunity. Yeah. And if you're not able to text,
then you can email me at OKAYMRANDREWS. Again, that's OKAYMRANDREWS@gmail.com. And what you want to do is just add the same information in the email, just put free. That's going to let me know right away. Matter of fact, you can even put free in the subject because when I look at my email, I'm going to say, okay, free. Let me go into the content of that. That would be even better.
Oh, good.
And then, yeah, okay. Just put free in the subject line. And then I'll see your information there. And definitely okay. When you send me that information, put your number in there too as well. I do have WhatsApp,
right.
Telegram, different things like that. So even if you're out of the country, I can connect with you that way. And that will connect me with you. And then from there, I step
good.
You through A to Z on how to get started so you don't have to feel like you're by yourself.
Okay. Sounds beautiful. All right, everybody. you went a little over, but that was absolutely perfect. I think the information that you provided for all of us continues to be really tremendous. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Marissa, also, thank you so much. We love you both.
Do you see if there's any questions for him?
Oh, okay. If there are any questions.
Well, if you have questions, I know we went over.
Yeah.
So if you have questions,
yeah.
Just text me. And I'll be able to get back with people's questions on there just so that we don't have to extend it. I know we're over.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we'll do that. All right, everybody. Just text, do free, and then, or email. You want to text? If they have a question, they can still do the same thing, right? They don't have to put all
yes,
their
indeed.
Information.
They can still email me, and I can get back with them that way as well.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Okay, thank you again, Michael. Thank you, Marissa.
No
we
problem.
Love you, and take good care. Have a great weekend, and
yeah,
we'll talk
love you as
very
well.
Soon. Okay.
See you later, everyone.
Dorea?
Bye-bye. Sweetheart.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay.
Before he hangs up, did he hang up yet?
He's no, still here.
Yeah, he left. Oh,
yeah.
What?
My father said, go ahead and give him a little bit more time because there's some people there that need his questions answered now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right. Well, I just have to do what Zora tells me. All right. Anybody that has a pertinent question, please go ahead and light up your phone number, and I will see it and do it now. Otherwise, you know what to do. I don't see any hands up, Zoraya.
You don't see any
hands
up
All right, everybody.
Yet?
No. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Michael.
All right.
I'll
bye-bye.
Be in touch with you. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Very good. All right, so let's go ahead and get started with our Q&A. Oh, no, Zora, let's get your dad in. We only have like 12 minutes left for this call. Zora? I know Zora's
indeed,
here.
Indeed, beloved gods and goddesses.
Well, what did you think about that amazing call with Michael?
Wonderful.
Well, if it wasn't for you, we would not be here, Zora, because you were the one that said do it, didn't you?
Indeed.
I remember that, because you have the visions that we needed. So,
indeed. And I was correct.
Yeah, of course you were. You are always correct, Zora. All right, so let's just go ahead and get started with, and do you have anything you want to say in regards to the IMC and what, Michael has
My
said?
My advice to them
what
that
you
are listening,
mm-hmm.
if you have
everyone,
not got
yes.
involved with it yet, do it now.
And if
it's
you are already
benefit
involved,
you,
yeah.
then you're good to go.
Yeah, they can add
Indeed.
Also, don't you think?
Can
you think? Yeah, right. You bet.
Yes,
okay.
you can add to it.
Okay.
But understand that this is also which is like an interim to your blessing to go ahead and do this and get involved with it because it's going to benefit you in the long run, especially. So
mm-hmm.
Do so. Also, a little note, if you can afford it, do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Don't put yourself out. Don't put yourself out.
Right.
But if you can afford it,
okay,
you have a little to spare, or you have an IRA or whatever it's called, you know, mm-hmm, and you want to cash it into this system, do so, because it's going to pay off,
yeah,
much quicker than your IRA.
Well, so I think let's talk a little bit about the IRAs. All of the IRAs, everything, you know, whether it's retirement benefits or whatever, and or are the, your IRA. Yeah. So what happens there is that it's all based on the stocks. All of that is based on stocks. And everybody knows that the stocks are going down. So the IMC is something that's very, very even keeled. So
it's not going down, it's going up.
And it will not go, it's not going to go down. It the only thing it can do is skyrocket.
No, it will not go down.
It'll skyrocket, right, Zora?
Indeed, it's constantly going up.
Right. So what he was talking about, just real quickly, is that he was going to say with the new blockchain that we're entering, that's going to catapult it to being the Walmart instead of being the mom and pop shop.
Indeed.
Now, I know you say that when you say indeed, Zora, I know that you're very neutral about most things. So is that indeed like yes, like I'm in? When you convert your indeed, is that like an excitement for us?
Absolutely indeed.
Thank you, Zora. All right. You know, with that being said, let's go ahead. What is your message for everyone for today before we go into Q&A, Zora?
Just go into Q&A.
All right. Here we go.
Because of the little time we have left.
I know. 213 ending in 8308. Here we go.
So when we come back, he have a story all over the yard.
Hello. 8308, you're on the air.
They come, and it scared me. Whoa, come on, please, scared me. I jumped up. What's wrong with you?
Okay, all right.
So,
we're going to go ahead and put him
on. They're having their own call.
Right, okay. Here's another one. A bunch of ones, and you're on the call with Zora. Hello.
Hello, Jane. How are you?
Oh, my goodness.
This is Debbie.
Oh,
hi, dear one.
Of course. Oh, we love you. Thank you.
Me too. So, Jane, I forgot my question. It was something to do with Michael, I think. But
okay,
I'll just call him and figure out what it was. But it seems that there are some interesting developments, right? The fact that they are developing this platform that is so quick, right?
Yes.
Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed, right? Zora, do you want to comment on anything else that you think is particularly interesting in this opportunity?
Uh-huh.
All I will say is do it.
No, I already did
you
it.
You talked about
it. I already did it. I did it twice, and you know, I'm just trying to understand if you have any comments, you know.
If you wish to add to it, go ahead.
No, are you talking about something different or something new in this area of crypto?
No, I'm speaking of the, she is a member.
No.
But if she wants to,
Debbie?
If she wants to add funds
yeah.
to her account,
yeah.
to do it.
Okay, I will do that, Zora. I will do that.
That was your question?
You.
Indeed.
No. Thank
yeah,
you so much.
You
know, Zora
is
the best investment advisor ever, inside and outside of Earth.
Thank you, Debbie. You are absolutely correct.
So
we didn't know that coming
love
into
and I
this.
Thank you.
We love
Take care,
you.
Dear
thank
one.
You, Debbie.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
thank you.
We'll do.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Yep, you are our wealth advisor too, Zora. Okay, next person is 208 ending in 8394. Oops, hold on a second. There we go. Oh, that's so weird. Oh, there we are. Hey, Pawnee. Oh, no, 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 no. This is 659 ending in 9923.
Hello.
9923, you're on the air with Zora.
Yeah.
Oh, Melvin.
Yeah, this is Melvin Chi from, yeah, it is Melvin Chi from Singapore.
Oh, wonderful to hear your voice.
Hello, Zora. Yeah, yeah,
hello.
Yeah. I would like to, yeah, hello, Zora. Yeah, this is Melvin Chi from Singapore. I would like to ask a question about the ship landing. Is it happened during the galactic disclosure or some other time?
Again?
The ship landing for healing, where they will be parked in somewhere of the seashore or something like that, will it be happening at the time of the galactic disclosure or some other time? Or is it at the same
time?
Well,
understand. But within what you would term as 10 miles of your city is a ship. It is already on the ground, and it is cloaked.
So it'll be seen when, Zora, so people can get healed.
When the galactic disclosure is announced, all ships will decloak.
Decloak, those are the healing ships.
Okay. 10 miles inland or 10 miles on the sea.
Inland, going in toward the center of the of Singapore.
Okay,
Melvin.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. All right,
thank
everybody,
you very much.
We have 3 minutes. Thank you, Melvin. Nice hearing from you. All right. Next person is 239 ending in 0242. All right, we only have 3 minutes left. Hello, 0242, you're on the air with Zora.
This is Wolfgang from Florida.
Oh, yes.
Hello.
Yeah. My question is for Zora. I want to know if NanoSoma is a cure for the COVID-19 vaccinations.
Understand the cure for the COVID-19 vaccinations will be coming from the galactics themselves.
Uh-huh. I see. The reason I'm asking this question is because several weeks ago, the spokesperson for NanoSoma said that if you were vaccinated, you can take the NanoSoma and it will flush out all the side effects of the vaccinations, but apparently that's not really correct, is it, then?
No.
It's not correct, okay.
But it
okay.
will begin. Yeah, it will begin the process.
It will begin the process, but it will not finish it.
I see. Okay. Thank you very, very much, and thank you for everything you do. Thank you.
Indeed.
All right, thank you. Uh-oh. All right, everybody. We have to stop here, and let's go ahead and do our 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Coming from Zora to all of us, his divine energies of love and healing. Okay, Zora, take it away.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we all receive, and from the gods and goddesses of our being, we absolutely know it, and we are completely healed and balanced and enlightened and awakened, et cetera, et cetera. We love you all so much. So, and it is
and
done.
And also, tune in to the Q call at 1.
P.M. Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern.
Indeed.
Okay. All right. So with that being said, today was a short call, but it was a really great call. So thank you to Michael again for everything that he's done. All right, everybody. So we'll see you on the call for today. All right. Love you all. Take care, and, you know, we'll have another call probably midweek. Don't forget, we have that call Monday. If you are interested in participating in an appointment with Q, just text me your name, your phone number, your email, and how long you want the session for. All right. With that being said, lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you, Zora. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye. Oh, hey, Zora.
Indeed.
Did I turn off the, hold on a second. I'm going to turn this off on my phone.